Thanks, everyone, for tuning in again to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and I want to remind you about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo that's going on out in Rapid City. Some events today include the Western Art and Show, the Cinch Trade Show, the Ranch Rodeo will be coming up at 7 p.m., 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., including Youth Dummy Roping, Black Hills Stock Show Rodeo Wool Judging Contest, and then on Wednesday, the Western Art Show, the Bronx for Breakfast, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 5th. The trade show again, the youth dummy roping, all of that going on through the weekend in Rapid City at the Black Hills Stock Show. Find out more at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed they're not this fancy, glossy, urban agri magazine. No, they've bypassed all the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. And one thing readers come to them for, authentic agricultural insight. I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. Visit them online, tsln.com. Get your subscription coming to your door every week, yet today.
With the recent passing of Slim McNaught, a longtime contributor to the Good Stuff program, I have something from Slim for you today on the program. And, of course, services will be held at a later date. I don't know the exact date of that. We'll pass that along when we know that. But this is something from Slim McNaught. It sure makes Grandpa grim. Little girls can be cute and cuddly, a fact that all of us know. But grandpas see things that make them smile that to other folks don't show. To Grandpa, their hair is prettier. Their face brings him joy within. And the hugs and kisses they give him sure makes Grandpa grin. Now, Grandpas can come in all sizes, rowdy, soft-mannered, or mild, but they're wrapped around little fingers by the sparkle of a child. So the bigger grows the granddaughter, the bigger swells Grandpa's pride, and those who watch will quietly smile at the feelings he can't hide. Then, when it's her graduation time, Grandpa will travel for miles just to watch this honor that she's given, and the sight brings tears and smiles. Then the pride and the joy she gives him brings a quiver to his chin, 'cause she's a chip off the old block, and it sure makes Grandpa grin. Slim McNaught wrote that back in 2011. We share it today on The Good Stuff.
And let's have a few puns. You got some puns?
Puns?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What? Did Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow earlier?
I don't know.
I know they said we're supposed to have more winter.
Yeah.
No, oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, yeah, okay. We don't want to talk too long about that.
No, let's do puns then.
Yeah, that sounds like a better deal. Did you hear that NASA recently put a bunch of Holsteins into low Earth orbit?
No.
They called it the herd shot around the world. Two boll weevils grew up in South Carolina. One went to Hollywood and became a famous actor. The other stayed behind in the cotton fields and never amounted to much. The second one naturally became known as the lesser of two weevils.
Oh, that is bad.
Two Eskimos sitting in a kayak were chilly, but when they lit a fire in the craft, it sank, proving once again that you can't have your kayak and heat it too.
Where did these come from?
They came from Dwayne and Diana Hayes years and years ago. They sent them to Jim Thompson. So we appreciate still having these pieces around. These are great. Did you hear about the Buddhist who refused Novocaine during a root canal?
No.
He wanted to transcend dental medication.
Oh.
Wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
Oh, a group of chess enthusiasts checked into a hotel and were standing in the lobby discussing their recent tournament victories. After about an hour, the manager came out of the office and asked them to disperse. But why? They asked as they moved off. Because, he said, I can't stand chess nuts boasting in an open foyer.
Well, they had to work on that one.
Oh, okay. I've got one last one. Can't resist. These friars were behind on their belfry payments, so they opened up a small florist shop to raise funds. Since everyone liked to buy flowers from the Men of God, a rival florist across town thought the competition was unfair. He asked the good fathers to close down, but they would not. He went back and begged the friars to close. They ignored him. So the rival florist hired Hugh McTaggart, the roughest and most vicious thug in town, to persuade them to close. Hugh beat up the friars and trashed their store, saying he'd be back if they didn't close up shop. Terrified, they did so, thereby proving that Hugh, and only Hugh, can prevent florist friars.
Jeez, you better save some of those. We can only stand so much.
Yeah, I hear you. Sounds like a good plan.
Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.